really great day for Georgia agriculture, Randall, and that was a soft opening last October where it kind of consummated the relationship between the department and Georgia Academy for the Blind and Osceola Gin and the farmers. And so just kind of pulling together this dream that's become a reality today that we have available to Georgia consumers, a 100% Georgia grown and Georgia manufactured t-shirt, very high quality product. It was a great honor to present the governor and the first lady those first t-shirt editions. I tell you, the excitement at the Capitol was pretty special, and we're just hoping this is going to be the kickoff for a great new business venture.
I was going to say, Georgia Grown has done so much over the years. You've been involved in various different aspects of the ag industry, but this is a great move for the cotton industry in the state, which is very important, isn't it?
It is. I mean, being the number two state in the nation for cotton production, we thought it's pretty important today during Ag Week here at State Capitol to make sure our legislators and visitors of the Capitol at today's news conference really kind of, you know, really, we just got to tell our story. So what better way to do that? We're kind of glad now to finally have a prop or a product, if you will, that helps us tell that story. Bart Davis, Richie Seaton, the other leaders that are with the Georgia Cotton Commission, our very strong partner in this project. We're all committed to making sure that we're marketing Georgia cotton in its bulk brand, if you will, because it's real easy to do Georgia-grown activities with Kroger when it comes to special fresh fruits and vegetables. That there are a number of others, you said, very successful Georgia-grown activities that we have. But this is one of our first forays into just straight up commodity promotion, if you will, from our major row crop in the state. And so we expect to go abroad. We've got to go to those other places that are using Georgia grown cotton, and we've got to ask them for their business and ask them to keep buying from our farmers. And so, but now to just be able to make sure that we've got a cotton t-shirt that is made in Georgia, and every one of these shirts, Randall, we can trace back to the bale of cotton it came from and to the actual grower. That's pretty special. And certainly, it's the first time it's happened in Georgia, maybe the first time in the country.
Fantastic. Well, Gary, I'm sure there's some people out there saying, well, where could I get these at? Is there a website or somewhere they can go to learn more, to order one of these?
GeorgiaGrown.com. And just up right at the top of our website there, you can see the Georgia Grown store. You click on the Georgia Grown store, all of our products are available there. We've got some Oxford cloth dress shirts with our logo. We've got some 100% USA made Georgia grown caps, but then right there within the body of that particular site, you can find different variations. Five colors of this t-shirt. We've got some that are pre-made, that are pre-screen printed by the Georgia Academy of the Blind, our partner. And what we're really hoping, that there'll be a lot of listeners to your program, Randall, that will, how do I get more than one or two? Well, there's a great break at 500, the wholesale level of 500 or more. These t-shirts are going to come in right around $6 a piece. And so what we're hoping, that there are many, many businesses in your listening area that are going to say, you know, I want that for my company. I've got a couple of smaller companies here in my community, and we're going to go together, and we're going to buy 500 for our community and get it at that wholesale price. So all of that information is available at GeorgiaGrown.com, and I hope your listeners are going to join in. Let's make this a very successful venture.
Sounds great. Well, Gary, you hit on something a few minutes ago. You mentioned the fact it is Agriculture Week, and that it is, and I know you all are busy with a variety of activities throughout the week.
I tell you, It's exciting to see the flavors of Georgia, and we're excited about that reception with the University of Georgia. And a lot of brand new companies with brand new dreams of where they've had, you know, someone's been telling them, you really ought to sell that barbecue sauce. You ought to make that candy. People would buy it. And they've taken up that challenge and are participating in this great event, and we look forward to announcing those winners along with the governor. Later in the week, we'll be reading to students. It's a Georgia Agriculture Reading Day. We're looking forward to Friday is Make My Plate Georgia Grown Day in the school systems across the state. And I tell you, we're really chomping at the bits for an opportunity. We've been invited by the chairman of the Georgia's Board of Education, Scott Johnson from Cobb County. Scott's invited us over to come give a Georgia Grown update of what's been going on with school nutrition. And Misty Friedman and Gary Kelly, Vanessa, Sims, we're really looking forward to go over and give them some good reports of what's been going on in that particular area of school nutrition, because we've been very active. So we've had Hero Day, and I hope a lot of people saw some posts. We were talking about who are your farm heroes, and I tell you, the social media traction, there's the general enthusiasm in and around Atlanta has been pretty special this week, and we appreciate you again just reaching out so we can get the word out to people all over the state.